the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
So glad you're here.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever.
Hello, I'm Madeline Bass, and we want you to go get your blessings. Happy Monday to you. Hope everyone had an awesome, awesome weekend. I know my weekend was busy, action-packed and full. I went after my blessing, and I was so excited about the turnout we had with our Empowering Your Minds Expo Explosion summer event. And we had good turnout. We had 7 vendors who came to join us. And they shared with us their businesses and their opportunities that they had available. And I'm telling you, we had, I think we had like 14 individuals who came through on their spare time to just come and see what we had to offer. So thank you to all of those who came out to just say hi and to just see what we were up to. But I want to thank the vendors that participated. We had Black Tie. They came, and it was very exciting to see a lot of the things that they had to offer. Miss Stacy Flowers, a brand behind her brand, she has a book that is helping women mostly in their entrepreneurship and getting their businesses off the ground. Just some hints and tips that she had for masterminding your team and success. So you can get in touch with her with StacyFlowers.com, and that's FLOWERS. And she wants you to believe in the things that you can accomplish. Berean Academy is a Christian school. They came out with Sister Duncan, our First Lady of the Antioch Church. She came. Hours are from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and they are taking enrollment. So you can connect with her, 903-723-3636. You can see what all they can do to help you with your child, infant, and after-school programs. We have Beulah Home Health Agency. Incorporate. They are out of Tyler, Texas, 903-581-2058, and that's 903-581-2058. And we had Tabitha Roberts. She did her nonprofit for helping to rebuild a historic church, Mount Vernon. Charlene Hutchinson, she sells black art. Phila Works out of Houston. They have www.philaworks.org, and that's P-H-I-L-I-A. Works, W-O-R-K-S. And then Strong Hands Ministries, of course, with Tony Monk and his wife, Lynetha. We had a beautiful time there out of Dallas, and we want you to stay connected with them, 214-586-4247. And that is Strong Hands with Bishop Tony Monk. And, of course, myself with Expo Explosions. My name is Madeline Bass, and, of course, I'm the host of Empowering Your Mind, and I'm doing great things with Madeline's Business and Things. And we want you to just stay empowered with your dream, your vision, and to stay focused today. Got that all out of the way. So it was a mouthful, but I just wanted to make sure that those of you who are listening, if you're in those areas, that you can stay connected to individuals who are also going places. But I want to say hello to Tanya Jackson. She's going to be graduating, whoop, whoop, really soon. Congratulations on all of your hard work. I'm super proud of you. Just wanted to share that with all of you that are listening in. I'm telling you, people, when you have disabilities or you have illnesses, stop making excuses on what you can and cannot do. She is definitely an example of endurance, and she is an example of tenacity. She just presses right on through in spite of her situations and circumstances. She has the will to get the plan that God has for her. So be excited about what God has for you. Even your trials and your tests are assignments that God has given to you in order to pull through. So that brings us to our subject today. Waiting on what? What are you waiting on? Where are you going? What are you doing? You are all over the place, and what now? So that covers everybody. What is it that you want out of your life? We've been talking since January to now, mindset, planning, scheduling your time, creating the atmosphere, looking at your vision, and just setting your goals. And after you've done all of that, what are you waiting on? Are you waiting for people? Are you waiting for a lump of money to fall out of the sky? Are you waiting on partners? Are you waiting on customers? What are you waiting for? Anything that you need for your desire, your passion, your vision, you have got to be willing to find out what it is that you need to do to push through. And that's your follow-through, your follow-up. What are you doing to let people know that you're in business or that your church exists? If you're not connected to social media, and I know a lot of people feel like social media is the devil, it just depends on how you look at it. But people, we as believers in business, we can flood that thing with the presence of God through what we choose to allow in our media, in our space, in our circle. And your social media circle is huge. Your social media circle is enormous, and it can be whatever it is that you desire it to be. I know that you expect great things to come right away when you believe that you're working on what God has you do, but people, sometimes it takes time. With the Israelites, and they were wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, and they were like, well, what's really going on? But they didn't realize, okay, your shoes never got too little, you were eating, your clothes never got too small, so you know, what's really going on? What's up with you and your faith? What do you believe in God for? The things that you choose to accomplish, the vision that you believe God has given you to you, we said it time and time again, that's your vision. That's what God gave to you. And he will equip you. He will equip you for whatever he assigned you to do. But remember, too much is given, much is required. So if you're wanting God to enlarge your territory, if you're wanting him to expand your business and grow your business, increase your income, be ready for that. Financially, can you handle $1,000 a month, $3,000 a month, $1 million a month? Can you handle that? Would you be careless with it? Would you honestly and truly do what you set out to do with it? Too much is given, much is required. We have to be prepared for the things that we need, and that's what God does. He gives us time to prep for what he's giving us to do. He's given us little assignments bit by bit, but we want to jump right into the big stuff with the big ball, with big dogs, but we don't know what we're doing. We're scattered, we're running around, we don't know what we're doing because we're not following the plan. We're not following the things that God gave to us in the steps and strategies in which he gave it to us. You have to be willing to move forward. So what are you waiting on? And you're waiting for what? People be turned down for what? You waiting on what? We're willing to step out and do all of this other new stuff for the world. We'll learn it. We'll hustle. We'll try to get it. But what are we doing for God and the things that he's given us? What are we willing to sacrifice for what he's assigned for us to do? People, we're not here for us. We are not here for us. We are here for others. We're here to leave a legacy. We're here for our family, our friends, our ministry. But most importantly, we have been placed here for God, an instrument to be used for whatever he deems necessary, good times or bad. And sometimes the downright ugly. It can get pretty dark out there sometimes working for the Lord. But you look for that bright light that's shining, because he will always be a light unto your path, always. He will guide your feet, and he will order your steps, but only when we're ready to follow through on what he's given to us, only when we're ready to listen to the order in which he's given us. We can be excited about a lot of things, and when it comes to what God has for us, we can lose that fire, that spark, really quick. You know, remember when you first got saved and you were really excited about what God was giving you? Even with your business or your desire to pursue something, you were excited, you know, just moving forward in life. You just turned 18, graduated from high school, got your first car. You should remember all of those exciting feelings that you had. You found out you were having your baby. You know, some people might not have been such good news, but we're talking about the good things. You were excited about these things when you got asked to be married. You know, your boyfriend decided to take that step with you and asked you to marry him and spend the rest of your life with him. How did you feel? You got that big, funny feeling inside. You're bubbling inside. You're excited. And you want to tell everybody. Well, that should be the same thing with what God has given us in as far as an assignment. You can't worry about what other people are thinking. You can't. And I tell people, look at yourself as a Noah in your world. Noah was building an ark for rain that people had never heard of, okay? So that's the same when you're doing, say, your businesses, because I'm a multi-level marketing representative, and a lot of people see MLM, or multi-level marketing, that's what MLM stands for, as a scam, you know, pyramid scheme. You know, they go through all of this, but people... Everybody does network marketing. Everybody. And I don't care if you get paid for it or not. Everybody does marketing. You got the Cowboys. You got the Saints, whoever your favorite sports person is. You got cars. You got shoes, purses. Everyone networks. Everyone. And set up the same. You have someone at the top who created it, who had the idea. And the only difference is they hire employees versus network marketing or individuals who work from home. Same concept. And it just, how hard are you willing to work for yourself? Work just as hard for you as you do for these companies. Learn how to market. Learn how to do your social media, the computers. You know, if they give you new skills to learn on your job, take it. Learn how to grow. Be your own conglomerate of businesses within yourself. Get these skills. Build your resume. If you don't want to work from home and you want to work for a company, build your resume. Get your skill list up. So that when you do have to go look for a job somewhere, oh, you're not stressing because you got to learn something new. There's nothing wrong with increasing knowledge. That brain, it is amazing. And you can learn every time you wake up in the morning, that's an opportunity for you to learn something new. And that's how we need to see life. So what are you waiting on? Waiting on what? You're waiting on what? Whatever it is that you need, it is available because there's nothing new under the sun. Whatever it is that God has given to you, he wants you to be equipped for it all.
Muted. Unmuted.
So be excited about the things that he has for you. Be excited about all of the great things that he's bringing to the table for you. I know I am. So this is me just asking you, what are you waiting on? What are you waiting for? The visions that you have, expect to be turned down, to get hear no's, expect struggles. Expect financial walls that you run into, but don't let that stop you from building what you believe God has set up for you to do. So what now? Where do you go from here? And what you waiting on? Those are the questions that you need to sit down and ask yourself. Where do you go from here? When you reach one goal that you set for yourself, it's time to reach the next one. It's time to achieve the next one. Scratch that off and add to the list. Don't ever let your to-do list or your goal list ever get to zero, because that means that you've stopped striving to move to your next level. That list should never be empty. If anything, it should be growing daily, and you should be working daily on scratching some things off and date them. Date the times in which you want to have set to have that accomplished. Put a time on it, because if you just say whenever, you're going to drag your feet, you're going to do the things that you're not going to do the things that you need to do to get it done. So let's talk about empowering your minds and listen in on Mondays at 5:30 Central here at So Real with Madeline. I want you to go get your blessing and be excited about what God has for you. Have a great one.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be.